Now, the long-awaited video game Mafia 2, produced by the Brno-based 2K Czech Studio, came out last month and has since become a huge success with gamers around the world, acclaimed for its mature and realistic storyline and top-notch graphics. In this week's Talking Point, Jan Richter takes us to the world of Vito Scaletta and his adventures in the American underworld of the 1950s.
So, what about you, Vito? You against killing animals? How about, you know, the human animal?
And Vito Scaletta, the main character in the video game Mafia 2, sure isn't. It is set in a fictional American city in the 1940s and 50s, with all that comes with that, the cars, the music, and the Italian crime families. In 15 missions, you follow the story of Vito, the son of Sicilian immigrants to the United States, from his return from the battlefields of the Second World War to his rise as an organized crime made man. Mafia 2 was developed by 2K Czech, Brno-based game developers formerly known as Illusion Softworks. Besides the first Mafia game, they produced another big hit in the past, the World War II game Hidden and Dangerous. Since its release last month, Mafia 2 has stopped the sales charts in the UK for 3 weeks in a row and was fourth in the US games chart in August. One of its producers is 2K Czech's Jaroslav Kolář.
We were hoping for a success, but I can't measure the success in terms of numbers now. Maybe in some weeks we will see how much we will sell the game, but we are not so happy with the critical acceptance of the game, because some people don't like the game, but we hope that it's enjoyable for the players.
It took 8 years of development, and at one point there were 150 people working on Mafia 2. Kolář, who has been in the business for 17 years, also worked on the original game, Mafia, the City of Lost Heaven, which came out in 2002.
In terms of story, these games are quite disconnected, because obviously on the end of the first one, most of the characters have died, so there wouldn't be not many characters to carry on with Mafia 2. But in terms of system and gameplay features, we try to be as much true as possible to the original game, although we need to be up to speed with the competition and with the time, because the games itself, they developed quite a lot over these years. So we had to put a lot of features, the visual look, the quality of animations and the technical achievements in the game. They are like up to standards of today, so it's not comparable to the original game, and we've put some features which were not in the original Mafia.
Mafia 2 has generally been well received, although some reviewers said they had expected more. Video game critic Ryan Fleming from Digital Trends, an online magazine based in Portland, Oregon, gave the game 7 out of 10 points. He says one of the best things about Mafia 2 is the maturity of the story, which doesn't rely on streams of blood.
The story itself, while solid, it's almost secondary to what I think is the more important feature, that it is a very mature storyline, which for gaming is a very good thing. Where in the past you've had a lot of titles that are masquerading as mature simply by adding more explosions, making it more violent, Mafia 2 really treats the script with respect and presents a story that is mature in the sense that the audience that is watching and playing the game really becomes engrossed in it in ways that most other games haven't offered in the past.
One of the game's biggest draws is the setting. The city Empire Bay is loosely based on New York, with traces of other big American cities, such as Chicago, Detroit, and Los Angeles. All the action is set on an open-ended, meticulously detailed map. Jaroslav Kolář says his company sent teams of art designers out to the United States.
What we did actually is we spent a lot of time researching this era, this period. So we sent some guys, for example, to America to like photograph a lot of things in America, like bridges, houses. They've been like, they had some funny stories, because they went to some not very safe districts of the town, and they were like photographing the facade of the houses like meter by meter. Also, so the people were looking at them with curiosity. They've been also photographing some bridges from beneath. So some police stopped them, like checking what they are doing, whether they are not terrorists. And they brought up a lot of materials which we used.
In Mafia 2, you get to hear some of the biggest hits of the 1950s, drive period cars, wear period clothes, and also shoot some guns popular with crime gangs of the era. But Ryan Fleming says the game does sometimes feel vacant.
They're really trying to tap into the nostalgic feeling of that time period, which a lot of people would call the golden age of America, the post-war era, where things were booming and new inventions, new ideas were coming all the time. In the game itself, you would expect to see some of the things that are typical of the thought process of that time period. Baseball, just the beginning of the space age, things like that, where instead the game, while it looks like the 50s and even before that in the 40s as the game begins, there are some parts that just kind of feel a little bit vacant. It just feels like there was a few missed opportunities to really expand into the city itself as you were so focused on the actual Mafia-style gameplay, which works for the story, but at the same time, it doesn't really expand into the overall sense of the world at that time.
When the lights go down low, baby, you know, there'll be no reason for teasing me so. And we can cuddle up near without any fear.
One striking aspect of Mafia 2 is its animation. Although there are a number of characters who look somewhat similar, it's easy to distinguish who is who, thanks to the great detail. Critic Ryan Fleming called the facial animation stellar.
I thought that was all top-notch, and I thought the graphics were at times stunning. There was no moments where I thought to myself that the game looked bad, and there were moments where I thought it looked just amazing, especially in the facial animation. Just looked as good as I've seen in a game. On that sense, the technical marks are top-notch. As for the actual gameplay, it's good. It's very satisfying. The missions themselves can be a little repetitive in the sense that most of them will require you to do very similar things. You'll run in, you'll take cover, you'll get into a firefight, and then you'll go on. The gameplay itself plays out great. It feels natural the way the controller is set up. So in graphical and technical terms, the game is top-notch.
The game features a range of Italian-American characters, so many, in fact, that it made the largest Italian-American organization in the U.S., Unico, call for a halt to the distribution of the game. But Jaroslav Kolar from 2K Czech says the game is in reality much kinder to the community than it would seem at first sight. The studio held auditions to cast the various characters in the game, but how did they get so many Italian-looking people to come for auditions to Brno? Well, they didn't.
The faces are made of various people. We basically do casting, like for a normal TV show, for example, and we select people, we photograph them, and then we use these assets to like create them artistically in whatever way we want, because it's all the graphics is created by our artists.
But do you get many Italian-looking people or American-Italian-looking people in Brno? Or do you go to Italy? Or, you know, where do you get these types?
Well, if you know what are the characteristic features of, like, Italian or a Swedish guy, you can easily do it artificially on your computer if you are a good artist.
After the release of Mafia 2, the 2K Czech studio is now working on updates for the game. Jaroslav Kolar says that in the Czech Republic, it's not usual to hire people for a particular job and let them go when it's over, so the Mafia 2 team will work on a new version of a tennis simulator, Top Spin 4. As far as the studio's plans for their own future game, Kovac was very diplomatic.
Well, we have some ideas, and this is everything what I can tell you right now. But take some of advice, Faisano, learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna wear a hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo, mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe, shake like a Giovanni. Hey,
no que se dice, get a happy in the feet. So when you mumble, it's tally.